Matt Hoffmeyer to talk about his game-winning home run. First of all, of course, got to start with that big guy. Tell us about the pitch you saw that you cleared the fence with to win this game.
Well, it was just a fastball coming slow. And then, like Coach said, he gave me the dinger sign, and I executed.
You sure did. Your second home run of the season, a walk-off victory for Pokey. What was this game like to be a part of down to your last out there in the seventh inning? Looked like SCC might have a victory on your home diamond, but you end up getting a run. Must have been tense.
Oh, it was fun all the way. The whole team competed. We all worked together. We never gave up. And then it happened.
Hey, great job. Thanks a lot for
giving
us a minute. And why don't you get Jace over here, too, get his thoughts. As Pokey 3-1 over South Central Calhoun. Here's Jace Davidson. All right, Jace. Well, what about this game? What do you have to say about it? What a thriller it was.
Yeah, that was probably the longest game I ever played in my life. I got to give up to my teammates, though. They made plays when I needed them to make plays, and overall, it was a good team win.
Well, you go all 10 innings for your squad and kept the pitch count at, I had 87. You were doing your thing as I had you for 11 strikeouts in this game. Never threw too many in any one inning, kept those pitches down. Did you feel like you were on your A game here tonight?
Yeah, waking up this morning, I know I need my A game to pick up my teammates whenever I can. Once I'm in the rhythm, I feel like I can pitch against anybody, so it kind of helped me a lot tonight.
What was it like after Steinborn got a hold of one of your pitches there in the seventh inning for the home run? I'm sure a little bit deflating knowing you only have three outs to go, but you got the tying run across as it turned out.
It was frustrating. I missed my spot a little bit, and once off the bat, I kind of looked like it was going out off the bat, but I still believe in my teammates. It was bottom seventh, and it was win or go home there, and Brayden Ng came up clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Clutch, that's what I call him, so it was good for him.
Yeah, big time, that one-out double, and Brayden wound up scoring on the ball that got away with two outs, and you win it on Hoffmeyer's game-ender in the 10th inning, and now you take on Al D'Aurelia, who got you in the regular season in Carroll on Tuesday. What do you think about the rematch here in the postseason against the Warriors?
I'm going to like it. You got to enjoy the moment with those guys. Those guys are a really good baseball team, so you got to respect them. But I think we'll be ready to go. We got a lot of confidence going in on Tuesday. I think we should be ready to go.
And your brother, I have no doubt, will be getting the starting assignment come Tuesday, as you gave it all you had tonight on the hill. And your younger brother will be getting the nod on Tuesday. What do you have to say about the job he's done stepping in as an eighth grader, not only pitching, but in the field at shortstop, has done well and really helped this team?
I mean, ever since Christian and I were little kids, we would always play. Our baseball was our favorite sport growing up when we were little. And once I knew he developed into a really good baseball player. And I'm just proud of him, the way he's pitched and played all year, and I think he'll be ready for Tuesday.
Well, everyone in the Pokey contingent proud of you guys tonight for pulling out a 10-inning 3-1 win over South Central Calhoun. 20 wins now back-to-back, Jace. I know you want more than this going forward, but what's it say about the progress this team's made as of late?
I mean, we're laying down the foundation. I remember when I was coming to eighth grade here, we came in with 5 wins last season. Those seniors then, they laid down the foundation. We just want to keep improving every single year.
It's a new era for Pokey baseball, to be sure. Jace, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you.